This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. Oh, we can go when we want to, night is young and so am I.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Thursday edition of 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Adam Hickman. Locked and loaded. Ready to roll.
Speak for yourself.
Check off another day closer to Omaha.
I'm tired.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
Hickman's tired. You're tired. What happened yesterday?
I feel good. Last day of the week. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Davey. Don't ask you.
What's the last day of the week for us?
Let the people who are tired be tired.
We got a big series to, not series, bracket breakdown. It'll take two more days.
Nothing's going to change between now and then. Let's just talk about it today. Get it out of the way.
Well, we will. Then we'll talk about it again tomorrow.
Just have Adam come in and run national stuff. We just take tomorrow off.
Okay.
Houston's probably got a lot of traveling to do.
Yeah, we got to prep the camper.
Did we get one?
Why, hell no.
Yet.
In our meeting of the minds yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I think we...
You're going?
Might be going for the championship series if Tennessee makes it.
All right.
We're going to take Tony Vitaho.
Oh.
Because Tony Vantello,
that's
it can't happen.
That's why Russell bought you lunch yesterday.
I wish he'd have bought it. Yeah, he should have bought
he
me lunch.
He should have.
Yeah.
This is like one of our legendary sponsors' establishments.
Well, I heard you got like five entrees, so I really can't blame him.
What?
I heard you got like... a lot of food while you were there. Then you like got an entire thing to take home.
Mm-hmm. Two entrees.
Two entrees to take home or two total?
I got an appetizer for lunch, and then I took an entree home for dinner.
What did you get?
Good one, Dave.
I wasn't trying to make a
joke.
Wait,
you said two entrees, and you quickly went to appetizer and one entree.
Well, that's what I got an appetizer as my entree because he brought us out. Mark Rickard sent out some samplers of the new menu items.
What'd you think?
Oh, God, what did I think?
Rickard Ridge Barbecue.
Holy cow.
Make the trip.
Mark wasn't there, but he sent the call into the kitchen. He said, hey, these two,
take care of them.
Give them the new sampler. Whew. They might have the best pimento cheese on the planet.
Really?
Oh, it's so good. They might have the best barbecue on the planet, but their pimento cheese.
Pimento cheese.
It's smoked.
Smoked pimento cheese.
Oh, baby, it's good.
What appetizer did you make your entree?
Sheila Rickard came up with this. It's cheeseburger quesadilla.
Mm.
So I had half of that sampled on the appetizer platter.
Mm-hmm. And then got an entree.
And then
for
I was full. Yeah. Then I was full.
To take home.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad the show has begun with what did Houston eat yesterday? Always a fascinating.
It was with a sponsor, and you're meeting about going to the College World Series.
I know, and I'm. I don't know. I feel self-conscious because you got five entrees.
I wasn't making fun of you. You gotta block out the noise. You gotta stay focused.
I am focused.
He's the third mic. You know how that goes. Anything goes, kind of.
He's the fourth mic. Hickman surpassed him.
All right. Power ranking the mics.
But no, seriously, Rickard Ridge, it's just a little short drive up 75.
Not bad drive.
Oh, and what a view yesterday. Sun was out, but it was cloudy, so the shadows were falling on the mountains. It was beautiful.
The weather yesterday was
It was top shelf. Not too hot. Nice breeze. Some cloud cover. Would have been a good day for a baseball game. Alas.
I know. I need a weather report from Adam Hickman now, like on the 8th.
I'll get on that.
Ah, sorry, 7:10. On the 28th.
We get 18s. Weather report. So you got 8 minutes. Come up with your Omaha weather report.
Got it.
He's on it. Working hard. That's what we expect from you, Hickman. Hard work. Hmm. It's rare. Very rare on that half of the room.
Yeah.
The boys are in Omaha. They touched down yesterday. They looked calm, cool, collected, fired up, focused, and prepared, if you ask me.
You like this new villain's hat?
I actually do.
Team?
I think I ordered the shirt already.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? You like it? Embrace it.
I wish the colors were a little different on the hat. I like the logo, though. It's good.
Yeah, that's fair.
Kind of feels.
The logo's good. I don't know who came up with that, but well done.
Feels piratey to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like good piratey?
Yeah. Yeah, like we take what we want.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I'm a big Black Sails fan. Reminded me of that.
Yeah, you keep telling me to watch that.
It's pretty good.
And I don't. Sorry. I blame myself.
It gets better and better. It's only 4 seasons.
Who's the lead in it? Just a guy?
Toby Stevens, maybe?
Toby Stevens?
Mm-hmm.
Davey, who's Toby Stevens?
Hannah New is the...
Hell if I know.
Well, you're the actor and director guy.
Yeah, Toby Stevens, that's right.
I don't know if this guy's ever been anything of note.
Is this his first go, Nate? I've seen this guy and stuff. Don't know what, though. All right. Maybe I haven't. Maybe he just looks like somebody else I thought I knew.
He's been a Bond villain, apparently.
And
Die Another Day. Which was 2002.
So is that a Pierce Brosnan Bond?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that one.
That's a very small role.
To be a Bond villain?
I don't think he was the main Bond villain. I think he was just like one of the henchmen in there or something like that.
He was Gustav Graves.
I have not seen...
It's just good.
I have not seen anything he's been in.
Okay.
Unless he was in The Great British Baking Show. He was not.
I forgot to record that last night. Dang
oh,
it.
No. I'm sure.
Oh, he was important enough to make a video game in 2012, 007 Legends, Dave. He's a legend of the game, of the series. Okay. Black Sails, good to know. Yeah, we should have taken today off and just worked tomorrow. I can already tell.
It's a prequel to Treasure Island. He's Captain Flint.
All right.
And maybe he was the main villain. I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of looked like maybe from the write-up that he was.
Still.
I mean, the main... This guy's never done anything. Never... nothing of note.
Well, he got one role, and then he basically took off for the next decade. Apparently, he's been doing a lot of like stage work.
Yeah, he's
probably because he got
he's
paid.
A British actor. Like, I don't know.
They all do stage work.
It's not like
he's a British actor.
It's
like
not him. Like I. It's not like I said, "Oh, these people are famous." Like you're like arguing against yourself. I said the show was good. I didn't care where the people cast came.
No,
from.
No, I stand by like the fact that he's not a well known actor.
Okay, okay, not a well known actor. Cool.
Yeah, I don't know why you got to dunk on the guy.
He'll be all right.
Sheesh.
Hmm.
Okay, did anything happen yesterday? Is this going to be just 3 hours of us making fun of each other and arguing in a circle?
I don't know. They had NBA playoffs. Something weird happened, but I don't know what it is.
We're actually sitting in the form of a rectangle.
What are you doing?
He's arguing.
He's just arguing to argue again. That's thank you for proving my point.
Clippers beat the Jazz. Yeah. Did you watch that one? Hawks won.
The Hawks did win.
So that's what Cam and John's team, right?
Yeah, they're
good
excited.
For them.
Yep.
Happy for them.
Did I watch
both
it?
Both those teams are now up 3-2, Clippers and Hawks. You know, opposite
sides. Clippers doing it without Kawhi was pretty impressive. So is he out now indefinitely?
Nets and
they
Bucks
said ACL injury. Is it torn?
That's what they're kind of leaning towards, torn ACL.
When did he do it?
Game four.
But they didn't. It didn't break till yesterday?
The news, yes, was not out until yesterday.
Big day in the European soccer championships. I know you're excited about that, Houston. Big triple header.
Yes, I can't wait.
Even I haven't watched these. I don't know.
Excited about it.
Do we lose any more football players?
Maybe.
Get any more 3-star commits?
Okay, see.
What? I mean, that's what's been happening.
If you're listening to the show, I'm sorry.
The baseball team arrived. They had a really nice video or some fans or some stage people from the athletic department, one or the other.
No, it was the hotel staff, I'm sure.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that happens a lot. The hotel staff gets the shirts
they
and
have
then have the signs.
Sign.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, that was obviously kind of staged for the video purposes. Wasn't that the official Tennessee account? I think it was.
I don't know.
Baseball. Have you noticed the Tennessee baseball account's been a little...
chippy?
A little snarky, yeah.
We're the villains.
Okay.
We're the Bond villains of college baseball. Well known.
We don't want to be the Bond villains. They always lose.
They win first.
We want to be the Pirates.
They win first, but they lose when it matters most. So
at least the Pirates had their own territory for a while before getting shut down. They won for a while. They won for a whole era.
What did they win?
Well, they like had areas that they took over. And
the Black Pearl.
Ran out the
okay.
Ran out the Brits or the Spanish, both.
Just controlling waterways.
No, like like Nassau and some of the islands.
They still
and stuff.
Thrive a little bit.
Pirates.
Even now. Yeah.
That's a good point.
They're just a lot different.
Yeah. Not
they got guns now.
Well, you gotta
cool.
adapt with the times.
Yeah. Somalia.
17 AM. Jeez.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Didn't know what time
well,
it was.
No, I wanted to let Hickman know that he had 1 minute
he
before
got
his weather
for
report.
The Omaha weather report.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think the high is for today?
In Omaha,
107.
106.
Really?
They got that heat wave coming through.
Yeah, there is a heat advisory out.
All right.
But then, what's the low? Big temperature swings out there.
The low was like...
You had all this time to prepare.
73.
It is 718. I need... Wait, let's go.
I'm telling you, I don't...
Might still be dark out there.
I don't want to be grim, but I just don't see any way you get out of Sunday without having a bad storm roll through. I mean, you're going to be in the high 90s all day leading up to it. High 90s on Saturday, on Friday, and then you got a 41% chance of thunderstorms on Sunday. I just don't see any way you get through it. You're going to have lightning roll through. And then even if you do get through it, it's going to be the muggiest atmosphere that our guys have played in all year. It's not going to go good. I'm not saying like win-loss-wise. Weather-wise, it's going to be a battle.
You're just popping off.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday, however, which is when we'll play the second game, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday's looking great. 7% chance of rain, it looks like. Or maybe it's a 7% chance of clouds. I don't know.
What kind of weather
are
you?
Those are pretty distinct.
Well, it's just a cloud, but usually when you see a percent chance, it's rain.
Well, it's scattered storms more than likely.
But there's no lightning in the cloud.
Because it's only 7% chance. So nah. That's why I just put a cloud.
Yeah, like it's not going to happen. So might as well not go all in on the graphic. But anyways, your low Tuesday is 55 degrees. Your high, 77 degrees.
The 7% is precipitation. The cloud means it's going to be cloudy.
Right.
This is not that hard.
But usually there's rain coming from the cloud.
Not at 7%. There's not. Because 7%.
You're telling me that all
rain.
Clouds produce rain?
No, but.
Okay, it can be cloudy and not rainy.
If they mean rain, though, there's going to be like a little like.
Right, but it's only 7%.
Yeah,
they're basically saying
chance.
No chance of rain.
It's not going to rain.
I vote you retire as a weatherman.
This is not a strong performance.
Rough start for sure.
Say what you want to.
You had 10 minutes to prep it.
Say what you want to. I was right last weekend.
Or transfer to Mississippi State and learn how to do broadcast meteorology.
Squirrels and nuts. And
Hickman taking credit for the mile-by-mile storm that just so happened to clip Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Well, you know, his head got big after he correctly predicted that.
He's like, I don't even need a weather app. I just guess.
That space issue that China space had. Yeah, landed in, the Indian Ocean?
Yep.
That was a pretty good. I mean, that was a good pick. I still don't know actually how he did that.
It just makes sense.
An inside tip, I think.
They didn't expect to hit land, and he had, at the time, four oceans to choose from. Now there's five.
Yeah, so that would have been a more impressive pick now than it was two months ago.
That's true.
David's ready for us to just go back to arguing in a rectangle now.
That's pretty much what we did during the weather segment.
Uh-huh. No, then he said, never mind.
I'm here for Hickman's 7% chance of clouds forecast. That is an all-timer. It's 7% chance of rain. It could also be 7% chance of clouds.
That's a Will Stevens line right there.
I mean, that's unbelievable, man.
There, you know,
it's a 93% chance of a sunny day. Like, what the heck? That's up there. Yeah, it could also be clouds. It might be yogging. It's a soft J.
You don't even know how to read the automatic weather on your phone.
He had 10 minutes to prepare the weather update and then doesn't understand percentages
and precipitation. He
doesn't know how the
weather app works.
Chance of clouds. Like, that's amazing. That's truly an all-timer. It could be clouds.
I
hope you're proud of yourself.
I'm just glad I could get everybody a laugh this morning. Mm.
Shut up. We're fighting again. Chance of clouds. What do you think about me, Russ? Think Rick and Charlie might be on board? Just hitting the old dusty trail.
Mm.
Head west. And then northwest. Then north for a little bit. then west again. Then north again. And then Omaha. It's 13 hours.
That's a hike. Y'all are driving on the...
Yes, we're driving, not hiking. Right. Well, we're thinking about it.
Okay.
It's got that thing where it cuts from 8 cylinders to 4.
Yeah.
When you don't need them, so it's pretty good on the gas.
You got the cruise control, what's called adaptive cruise control.
Well, I think so.
Where you can set the cruise, and if you come up on another vehicle, it'll automatically slow the vehicle down and keep you a safe distance.
I think so.
Yeah?
Usually I break before that because I don't want to hit somebody.
No, you don't trust it?
I'll test it out. See what happens.
You got the lane assist, right?
Uh-huh.
Where it bounces you back and forth a few
times.
Yeah,
it steers the wheel and everything.
And then it's like, take the wheel, you idiot.
Yeah, it's like,
have you fallen
like,
asleep?
All right, I'll do it.
Hypothetically, if you did want to hike it, you could be there in 293 hours.
So,
I need to find a way to work in hypothetically into the vocabulary at some point this football season.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
We're talking about Omaha.
Davey hates
your Tahoe.
He
football
said hypothetically,
and baseball.
And I was just
hiking.
Like, hypothetically.
I think that has already been said on the show.
Hypothetically.
It doesn't ring a bell.
I'm pretty sure I said it like a month or two ago. And you were like,
if it was said, I probably wasn't listening.
That's a good point. That's fair. That's a fair point. So 293 hours if you want to hoof it.
Yeah, so just over 12 days.
So I could leave now and make the championship series?
I guess you could.
Be a lot easier if Nate just bought me that damn camper.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look around anymore for some, you know, used ones yesterday?
Nah.
It's Nate Hodges. I appreciate him being my boss. Now let me have any fun.
Yeah, you got a good plan. I like it.
We do not have a good plan. We have kind of a plan.
Series, Mitchell's backyard. Good to go.
Look at this. Monaco Windsor. It's in town.
Did you...
Baby Blue.
Did you book that loft I found for you?
No, because we haven't finalized plans yet, and I figured there's going to be more options available. Airbnb-wise.
You think so?
I mean, yeah. You
think more will open up? You don't think...
No, I'm not saying more will open up. I'm saying I don't think that was the only loft available.
Better fans of those programs are making their travel arrangements right now.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
You know, book up all these spots.
Well, then I... guess I'll take a tent, Nate. Okay, look. 1989 Ford Mallard Sprinter, $1,950. But come on, just cut the check, man. I'll clean this bad boy up. It'll be ready to roll.
How many does that?
It's beautiful.
Oh, man. I can kind of see it.
It's beautiful.
Ooh, what's that back?
That's a shovel.
Okay.
They probably had to dig around it to level the ground.
Yeah.
Look at that. I mean, you know, those wheels are custom. That's why they're not the same.
Right. Different
wheels.
Hubcaps.
Anywhere.
There gaps, actually.
Appears to be an extension cord or perhaps just a loose wire hanging from the front.
Mm-hmm. How much was that?
$1,950.
Oh, you said $1,950, and I, for some reason, added another zero to that, made it $19,500. So when I looked over, I expected, like, you know,
something nice.
$20,000.
Wait. Look at this picture that they put on Facebook to show you the. Like, I think they took this while spinning in a circle.
Right.
And that's the snapshot. Just the blurriest kind of a window. There's a nice pile of wood outside. He might throw that in.
What is that movie that Davey reviewed where they...
Look at that picture.
They're kidnapping the kids, Davey. There's the pit. There's the hole under the old muscle car.
Prisoners.
It looks like the RV from Prisoners.
It looks a little rougher than the RV
but
from Prisoners.
Older. But it looks like the RV from Prisoners from back then, and now we're 20-something years later. Why would you put that picture?
I think this is a picture of a bird's nest in the engine.
That's
perhaps a rat.
This has to be a joke post, right?
Well, he says, if in all caps, if it's here, it means still available. You don't have to ask. There will not be answered. Thank you for your interest. This is clear title with no serious damage or leaking RV.
Sounds like a winner.
It has 460 rebuild engine need to be placed.
I mean, do I just go to a Western Union and wire him the money? Like,
cash only.
No, I will. I will say, when I looked at campers.
Yesterday? Were you looking at campers?
A few years ago.
Nice.
That if you go to anything.
Winnebago Brave. Only $3,000. And it's in town.
That's a classic.
Look at
what that actually does look awesome.
The brown Winnebago line. Love that.
Brave. That's us, man.
It's got the generator.
But orange interior.
Looks good.
Shag green carpet. Green stove and oven with a vent hood.
But anyway, people would put these campers on different listings, like marked way down. Like the, it was like an Airstream for, you know,
$10.
$25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which should normally be like 80. And then if you ping them, it'll always be like, well, it's in Montana, but we'll have it, you know, there's always some
right,
weird thing.
Right.
But we're going to be here, and if you just send us the money or a deposit, you know, usually it's some whole scheme. It's way too complicated. It's like, yeah, this isn't real, is it?
This one, I think you stand up to drive it. No seats.
Holes in the floor.
Yeah, this
ventilation.
I mean, it's only $750. You could really customize this bad boy. A lot of room for improvement.
Blank slate.
Oh, it's like a canvas.
Yeah.
You could turn this into literally whatever you wanted to.
Imagine one guy driving that, standing 13 hours to Omaha.
Just
standing up.
It's like, I should have bought a scooter.
Should have hiked it.
Should have hiked it, right. It's like, wait, I'm standing the entire time? I should have hiked it. Well, it was worth a shot, but Hodges is the no-fun police. Mm. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll get lucky.
It'd be really nice if the first bracket games could all be back-to-back days. I mean, I get why they can't do that, but
S&S conversion, only 180 thou.
Nice.
One in Stripe sent that in. Mm-hmm. That's a rig, boys.
You just rent the U-Haul like David did.
I don't like that idea. Do they have climate-controlled U-Hauls?
You could pull it.
They might. I don't know. The warning sticker said make sure not to sleep in it. Kind of just ignored that right off the bat.
Sounds about right.
Chris said he hates to burst your bubble, Houston, but he's got a 2019 Chevy Tahoe with that fancy engine, and he averages 15 miles a gallon, and he's on the interstate a lot.
If I drive interstate, I can get mine to like 44. 40, I said, I'm sorry, 20, like 20, 24, 24. But that's what I always leave up on my, like, you know, you've got all the little screens you can have up.
Right.
I always leave up the fuel economy.
So you're one of those guys.
Well, I go
all about the gas.
I have really good, I'll get like average like 19 to 20, and then I tow the boat somewhere, and then it plummets. Just plummets towing the boat. But no, like interstate, 22, 24. Depending. It's not that bad, really. I did the math. If I can get like right at 20, I think it's 4 tanks of gas there and back to Omaha.
Okay.
4 tanks of gas, 4 people. Hello, tank of gas per person.
Perfect.
It's not that much.
Yeah.
Have you filled up recently?
Yes. 23 gallons, $3 a gallon. It's about $75 for gas for everybody. I mean, it's... Would have been better if we'd made Omaha like, you know, 2 years ago.
Yeah, that'd have been nice, but.
Old $1.49 a gallon would have been pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Them's the breaks.
Or it'd just be nice if, you know, that stuff was run a little better. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, we got hacked, bro.
We got a break.
We got hacked. I'll have to run that by the source, see if I can bring it to the air. But before that, you guys are going to hear it in the next break.
You're teasing the break.
To you guys. It's a three-man tease. Here I am trying to do radio, captivate an audience, and the only three people's attention I can keep is you guys.
You're like, oh, yeah, I got some juicy info. I'll tell you next break. I'm like, what?
But now back to the show.
What is that? Like this is inverted.
Well, Nate, as long as you think I'm good here, I keep my job. Like,
that's the problem with a lot of media.
See, right now you're like, man, that Houston, you must have some great info. I'm going to stick through this segment and wait for the break. See, you're not leaving. You're not going anywhere.
Yep, yep.
You're locked in.
Locked in.
It's called a tease, Nate. The art of it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn it. Live it. Love it. Corey Fox is DMing me shots of his home screen on his. It's a Chevy something. I don't know if it's a Tahoe. Where it has the fuel economy, he says it never leaves this screen. It's always a race against yourself. When I see the V8 cut to V4, yeah, and I'm averaging 99 miles a gallon, like coasting down a hill, buddy, it's like riding on a cloud.
Yeah.
The angels start to sing.
You're pumped.
Oh, you see a little bit of a down in, like a downgrade coming? Oh, you just let it off, set the cruise, and just watch that 99 miles a gallon. V4,
mm-hmm,
basically using zero gas whatsoever. It probably creates gas.
Well, my Chevy Volt, actually, if you're in the mountains and you're going downhill for a long time using the brakes, it actually does create battery.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. The friction, I mean, that's how it...
Right, so it kind of recharges itself?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually pretty awesome. TG says, I know you guys have predetermined topics, but he wants us to go over the pitchers and explain their roles. He says, as a new baseball fan, he's still learning about pitching and how you strategically use different guys. I was listening to the Blitz yesterday. They were talking to a guy from D1 Baseball, and one of the questions they asked him, considering Virginia is the weakest opponent in the bracket, do you potentially save Chad Dallas and go with maybe Blade in the first game or even...
Heflin.
Yeah, Heflin. I say no because I don't want to be a hypocrite and hammer Dave Van Horn for what he did to Cops and then say, yeah, Tony V should absolutely do that.
What does that have to do with Cops, though?
Well, because he changed up everything and started a new... I mean, that was very different, obviously, because Cops hadn't started a game. Mm. Do you know what Cops' last start was before...
Senior year of high school?
No, it was the last game of the 2019 season, which I assume they lost.
So he started a game they lost to and end then, their season?
I then believe
had,
so.
Then they had then COVID ended their season, and then Cops ended their season again?
I believe that's right.
He started that game?
So, yeah, I think so. Wow. But no, I would not. I wouldn't mix anything up. In fact, the guy was talking about how Tennessee's pitchers, a lot of them, like especially Dallas, like he kind of pitches to contact just because all our guys hunt the strike zone. Like we don't walk anybody, mm-hmm, so we're gonna give up contact.
Yeah,
and he says that actually is probably a good thing in Omaha, based on the way our defense has been playing lately.
Gotcha. Less home runs are going to be hit.
Right.
Put the ball in play. Get them out. Yeah, I mean, you can't do that at Omaha. You can't look ahead.
It's not looking ahead. It's just strategy. I mean, these are high.
But it's a look ahead strategy.
I mean,
it's how do we set ourselves up for game two and game one? But
I will say, like, track this with me for a second. If you lose game one, then you play the loser of the other team in your bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to. Then once you beat them, you're then going to play
the loser of
the winner's game.
Yep.
So if you win game one and then lose the winner's game in game two, don't you end up in the same game? It's only so maybe it's not a crazy strategy, because really what you should be trying to do is win
two and take a break
the first two. So what's the best way to win them both? You really shouldn't be analyzing what's the best way to just win the first one and then see what happens in the second.
Mm.
It really should be all about how do we win both games, and not how are we set up for the loser's bracket.
Virginia's pitching is pretty good.
Well, their top guy especially. He's the guy we seem
to hit better when Dallas is on the mound. I know that didn't exactly happen this last week, but if you look over the course of the season, we kind of score more runs when Dallas is on the mound. I don't know if that's because he just gets everybody so fired up that we just swing the bat better, but he's had a lot of run support all year. Against a good pitching staff, I think I'd like that. And, I mean, the guy's coming off a 12-strikeout performance. He gave up a very unlucky bomb in a downpour. Otherwise, he was basically untouchable. I mean, you got to beat Virginia. Period. But I've also mentioned their team batting average, not great. They don't hit a lot of home runs, which has been his kind of his bugaboo all year. But could you go Blade, save Cheese?
But don't – if there was a big difference between them, like a huge difference, then I think this is a much more – like, isn't Blade considered more a lot more talented?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a first-round pick in 2 years.
So, like
– I mean, he's throwing 99.
Like, lately, I don't – like, they're both pitching great. I don't know why you would change it up.
That's what I'm saying. They're both pitching really, really well.
It would be more of an issue for a school like Vanderbilt if they only had one of those guys. If they only had like Rocker or Leiter, but not both.
Right.
Be like, do we, especially if they were playing Virginia. It's like, hey, can we start our second guy, save Kumar Rocker for, you know, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas, if the bracket had stayed the way it was. Something like that. Because we need to win both games to get any type of break. And obviously, you know, you can't lose two. So at least, I mean, you definitely can't save your guy. You know, what's weird, though, is Virginia in the regional lost the first game.
First game to South Carolina, right?
Yeah, and they didn't go to that closer
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
They just saved him. Basically, like, I guess their manager's philosophy was, if we're not ahead, if he's not closing out the game,
right,
I'm not going to use
him. Why waste him if
they
it's...
only lost by one?
Mm.
Like, Dave Van Horn would have brought Copps in, like, in the fifth, right? Keep it at one. See if we can win.
Yeah. But Copps...
But they saved that guy. And then as they came through the loser's bracket, I was watching a game with them against somebody else in one of the elimination games, and he came in late in the game, and he was fresh, and he shut the door. They couldn't do anything, and they won. And then he was available to pitch. I mean, he pitched, I think, in the last game. At least one of the last two.
I don't think it was the last game. Second to last game, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know how new of a baseball fan TG is. I mean, typically, so you've got your starters. You want them to give you, you know, five good innings.
Yeah, six innings.
Six innings. Then you've got setup guys, typically.
Middle relievers.
Who can pitch as little as to one batter if they're a good matchup,
mm-hmm.
lefty-lefty, righty-righty type of thing. You want a power guy against a certain hitter. Not as much of that anymore. And what I've learned in college baseball is the managers in college don't typically have enough faith in enough of their bullpen to bring in a guy to just get two outs, or just to bring in one guy for just a hitter here or an inning here.
Except usually, Tony V Sunday, when he did just that.
But they're way ahead.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying he did it.
He wouldn't have done that if they were just a one-run game.
Interesting.
Typically, what these college guys do is, as they get late in the postseason, they kind of hone in on just the go-to guys, and they'll just have them pitch more. And that's what you saw Dave Van Horn go kind of way overboard with that philosophy. You saw the NC State guy, though, do it to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
You only use two relievers for an entire three-game series. Use three starters, two relievers, and made it work. Tony Vitello has done that with Sean Hundley. So Hundley is Tennessee's closer, but the great thing about him is because he's not really a power closer, he's able to go multiple innings.
Right.
So Vitello will turn to him sometimes in the seventh, and if he keeps rolling, just pitching the whole rest of the game.
I think it'd be absolutely crazy if we mix it up now. The same reasons I said with Arkansas. Like, you got to win game one.
When did we go Blade to game two and Heflin to game three? Isn't that the first time they did that this past weekend?
No. I thought we did that in the SEC tournament.
Oh, maybe we did.
I think that was when we switched that up.
All right.
But at that point, Blade had been pitching so well, he kind of earned it. I don't know if that was necessarily like a, we're going to get wild and mix it up.
TG said our pitcher, so maybe he means like, so Tennessee has the three starters, Cheese Dallas, Blade Tidwell, and Will Heflin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Heflin Tony V has said before, is the one that can pitch multiple times, can throw more pitches just based on his style.
Yeah. Well, he's a former reliever.
So by bumping him to the third start, it kind of lets you – it gives you a little more flexibility with him.
Then you got Camden Sewell, Sean Hundley.
And then Camden Sewell is a guy
– Kirby Connell.
Is a power arm, has been in a setup role, and then Hundley's been the closer. Hundley's more of a like just throws the slider not that fast, but it's just really tough to hit. That way when he throws the fastball, which isn't, you know, it's not mid-90s like a lot of these closers for other teams, but he just gets out late in the game, and he's been really effective lately. And then Kirby had been one of the setup guys he'd gone to a lot earlier in the year, but he's kind of struggled.
I'm trying to think.
So, I mean, I feel like Tony V's kind of honed in on his top five guys. It's his three starters, Sewell and Hundley. I don't know. I guess Kirby would be next.
Redmond Walsh, he came another reliever guy, outs. Yeah.
But I don't know if that's who comes in even at all, if, you know, in a tighter game. I mean, Hundley's his guy to close it out if he's ready and fresh. And
right,
that.
Yeah.
So,
was it Sewell that pitched against Mississippi State and was just nasty?
I don't remember.
Or was it Alabama in the second, the rematch?
I don't remember. Whatever game he pitched, he was incredible.
It was unbelievable.
I think it was Florida.
Was it Florida?
Well, now that we've mentioned every game as we went through that run, I'm sure one of those was correct. Final segment, hour one next. Final segment, hour number one. Yeah, I can't wait for the weekend. U.S. Open this weekend. We haven't talked about it.
Starts today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are they?
A golf course somewhere. This is the.
Did you
this
see
is
that,
the truth?
Did you see that story that may or may not be the truth? That it first broke that Bryson had declined being in Brooks Koepka's group. But then...
Torrey Pines.
Okay.
La Jolla, California.
But then I guess it got reported that story was false. But that's what Bryson's camp said, so who knows.
I mean, they don't need to be paired together.
That's a little too close for you?
Yeah, like, it just doesn't need to happen. This is going to be great. We'll get the TV. No, it just doesn't need to happen. Like, don't do that to those guys.
What if it does just by the luck of the tournament?
Okay, that's one thing, but we don't need to, like, create this manufactured drama just for the sake of TV. It's a PGA event. It's an open. Like, it doesn't, we don't need it. If it happens, it happens. But there's just no need. They hate each other. Or at least Brooks Koepka hates Bryson DeChambeau.
I think everyone hates Bryson. Probably
a lot of people seem to hate Bryson DeChambeau. A lot of people, many people, seem to hate this guy. Why exactly? I don't know. Because he got too big and too strong. Maybe it's because he's a jerk. He is kind of a jerk based on what he said to Koepka in that NBC golf interview. The way he stomps around. The way he holds the putter. His stupid hat. I hate that hat. He just doesn't. He can't pull it off. It's just not.
It's classy.
Payne Stewart wore it, it was classy. Bryson wearing it, he just looks like a. He looks like a tool. He just does.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Oh man, I love the U.S. Open. Listen to this intro. As Patrick Reed was finishing up his practice round Tuesday, I know you don't like him, but that's. Not really.
He's another.
Point.
Him
Not
and
really
Bryson are probably like best buds.
As he was finishing up his preparation for this week's U.S. Open, he threw two balls into the rough on the ninth hole of the South Course at Torrey Pines.
Threw?
He's practicing. He just threw them down to hit them, to work out of the rough. One ball hopped into the rough, the other in the Don't know how to say this. It's K-I-K-U-Y-U.
Kikuyu. I don't know.
Kikuyu? Kikuyu?
Who knows?
An aggressive and rapidly growing grass. It's nasty, Reed said. The ball in the Kikuyu sat up because it's so thick. Actually sat high, where I felt like I could almost hit driver off of it. The other was maybe 3 feet from it and sank to the bottom. I advanced it maybe 6 inches.
6 inches.
Yep.
They don't have a pronunciation. Kikuyu. I'm going to go with Kikuyu. Don't hit it in there. Kikuyu.
That's what I was thinking.
It's also a tribe in East Africa.
Okay.
No, they probably will kill you.
The Kikuyu people. It's categorized as a noxious weed. Noxious weed.
Like it throws up?
No, not vomits. Nauseous.
Okay.
Noxious.
Okay.
It's a warm season, Chris.
All right.
Kikuyu.
I got a preview here. Do you want to hear who this writer thinks the guys who can win are?
Maggie Doty says she doesn't think anybody is best buds with Patrick Reed. He's got a lot of that Aaron Rodgers thing. Like, doesn't his family, like, he hates his family because, not a nice guy. Not a good dude.
John Rahm. Is he going to take revenge on the PGA Tour?
He should.
Win this thing?
That was tragic. So he's back. He's good.
Wait a minute.
Did he quarantine and do all of his stuff?
He tested positive for COVID-19, but since has received 2 negative tests and will be allowed to get a full week's worth of practice. So that was complete crap.
Yeah, they messed up.
They stole $1 million from this guy.
Is it true he had been vaccinated recently?
I don't know. I didn't.
That was the initial report, that he had had the first dose of the Pfizer.
Oh, no, that was right.
Yeah, and so that's what made him test positive.
I'm mixing up him and the Christian Erickson story.
Right.
Where they originally said he had been vaccinated 10 days earlier, had cardiac arrest right in front of God and everybody. It's like the worst.
And then they walked that back and said, no, he hadn't. Just saying, that's what they said.
That probably means he actually had. Gotta hush that up really quick.
Yeah, because it was the Federation, you know.
But yeah, Rahm had dose one, tested positive twice.
Yeah, well, the same sample got tested twice.
Right, gets pulled out of the tournament, leading by 6 strokes.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. He was supposed to quarantine until Tuesday, but now that he's gotten 2 negative tests, he's good.
They just stole, what did I say, Dave? Wasn't it like $1.8 million for first place in that tournament?
Something like that.
It was up there. So they just stole that money from him. He got nothing.
I think it was 1.5.
Okay. So just a DQ for, that makes sense.
For a fake COVID test. Or the fact that he got vaccinated cost him the tournament, basically.
I mean, same thing with Chris Paul. He got both shots in February, and here he is, tested positive, sitting out of the Western Conference Finals now.
We might want to get into that, too. Did you see the NFL release on players that are vaccinated versus not for the coming season?
No.
Oh, brother. We'll have to get into that in the next hour.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're not vaccinated and you want to play NFL football, you will be living in a prison.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, here are the guys, at least, that are tier one, can win the tournament. John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Reed, Dustin Johnson, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, Victor Hovland, Webb Simpson, Tony Finau. Man, this list is a lot longer than I thought it was. Louis Oosthuizen, Will Zalatoris. Remember him?
Yes, the young guy.
Mark Leishman, Cameron Smith, Jason. I haven't even heard of some of these guys now. Oh, wait. We're almost done. Jason Kokrak, Daniel Berger, Hideki Matsuyama, and Tyrell Hatton. There you go.
Nailed it.